Part of the reason why has to do with luck. Coastal geologist Janet Friedman is with the Rhode Island Coastal Resources Management Council. She says winds during the storm blew in from the northeast, and Rhode Island's south shore faces south.
So if we have a nor'easter that's to our southwest, we will at some point in the storm, we will be getting winds from the southeast. We didn't have that. No, the winds were coming from the north.
Meaning the winds blew the water away from the shore instead of toward it. Friedman says Rhode Island's high tide also had better timing than Massachusetts.
Our high tides were like 9 o'clock that day, and the storm had just started really picking up speed. Whereas in Massachusetts, in Boston and Cape Cod, their high tides were in the afternoon, so they were right in the peak of the storm.
The National Weather Service reports Boston had its highest high tide on record that day. Rhode Island also had higher than normal tides, but flooding in areas such as South Kingstown and Westerly was minor at less than a foot. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.